friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book. One of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And art did Gus do?
Oh, our cousin Gus did the art.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to...
It's illustrated.
That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story. Okay, friends, today we're reading a story called How to Put a Whale in a Suitcase. And this was written by Goridi, and it is read today by Mommy. And do you have a name today? Is it just Philip?
Because the name's Chess Master.
Master? Chess Master?
I can teach you how to play all kinds of chess.
Yeah, because you're a chess master, huh? That's amazing. I've never met a chess master so young. Good for you. Are you ready to teach us how to put a whale in a suitcase? Mm-hmm. I kind of figured as much. Let's.
I don't know how to do it.
You don't? Let's find out. Friends, I hope you enjoy this story. I have decided to go on a journey. It will be a long, long journey. That's why I will take with me the thing I love most, my whale. My whale is as big as all whales are, and my suitcase is as small as all suitcases are. Whales do not like suitcases. They like the immense blue sea. I do not like suitcases either. I never know what to put in them, and I always feel like I'm leaving something behind. But this time will be different. This time the whale is coming with me. First of all, I have never known anyone who has a pet whale. Have you?
It's a stuffed animal.
Do you think it's a stuffed animal? It looks really big. Let's see. I talk to her and explain that she cannot stay here. That she is very important to me and I need her, and she seems to understand. When I look in her eyes, I see she has a lot of questions. But I do not know the answers. I just know that we have to leave, that the time has come. But she's so big, and the suitcase is so small. I'll start with a tail that seems more flexible. I know I'm tickling you, I say. Just try to stay still, but the tip of her tail barely fits. And in the picture, friends, I would like to point out, it does, like, it's, this whale is so big, she doesn't, let's see how many, 1, 2, 3, 4, she takes up 4 pages of the book. There are suitcases for almost everything. Violins, trumpets, bottles, binoculars, and coats, but not for whales. Why aren't there any suitcases for whales? It would be so much easier. And in the picture, we get to see all the different kinds of suitcases that there are. We have a suitcase like this one in the garage, right? Yeah. So many different ones, guys. I'll put it on my Instagram so you can see what it looks like. So if you're not following us on Instagram, you should be. Okay. Let yourself go, I tell my whale. You know we have to leave. Try breathing out all of your air out like this. Oh my goodness, I have got an idea. Do you see what I see? Can you describe how we see the whale now?
It's small.
It's smaller, but why is it smaller? Because why?
I don't know.
It's on a piece of paper. This is a whale that is a drawing. That's it. Little by little, you'll see. Just relax, okay? This bit here and that bit there. Only a little bit more to go. Done. What has he done?
He has his whale.
He has taken the drawing of his whale, which was a very big drawing. And then he has folded it in half. And then he folded it in half again. And then he folded it again and again. And now it's just the right size to fit into a suitcase, right? And he says, now I have everything I need. There are so many other people with suitcases and without direction. For the moment, they only know, like me, that we have to leave. And so here he is with all these people. It looks like they're maybe, God bless you, looks like they're maybe at the airport or something. But do you want to know something amazing?
Yeah.
I think he might be the only person at the airport with a whale in his suitcase. You know, I think that's a wonderful idea. The next time we travel, I think you should draw a picture of something really big. And we could store it in your suitcase. And then when we talk to people, we could be like, do you know what's in his suitcase? A Tyrannosaurus Rex. Or...
in my suitcase. A dragon.
A dragon?
Do you know what's in my suitcase? A very chunky doggy.
Do you know what's in my suitcase? A pirate ship.
Do you know what's in my suitcase?
What?
That Ryan's riding on.
Tuck tuck. Oh my goodness. Friends, think about that. What could you put in your suitcase? And that, whoa, a dragon! And that is the end.